Topic 4. Considering options for a right to appeal HDC decisions. Kaupapa 4. Nā tono pira ki nā whakataonga o HDC. In this section, we set out and ask questions about 1. Issues relating to considering options for a right to appeal HDC decisions and 2. Suggestions for strengthening pathways to challenge HDC decisions. Issues. The Health Select Committee asked HDC to seek feedback on options for a right of appeal to HDC decisions following a petition in 2022. Note 11. Health Select Committee petition of Renate Shute, a right to appeal decisions made by the Health and Disability Commissioner, Wellington, House of Representatives, 2022. And Legislation Design and Advisory Committee, Legislation Guidelines 2021 edition, Wellington, Legislation Design and Advisory Committee 2021, page 131, returning to the text. The petitioners argued that there are limited options to challenge HDC decisions and that introducing a right to appeal HDC decisions would better promote and protect the rights of people using health and disability services. It's a principle of good law that where an agency such as the HDC makes a decision affecting a person's rights or interests, that person should generally be able to have the decision reviewed in some way. The ability to review or appeal a decision helps to ensure that those decisions are in accordance with the law. Also, the prospect of scrutiny encourages first instance decision makers to produce decisions of the highest possible quality. Note 12. Legislation Design and Advisory Committee, Legislation Guidelines 2021 edition, Wellington, Legislation Design and Advisory Committee 2021, page 130, returning to the text. Currently, if a person, complainant or provider is dissatisfied with the outcome of an HDC decision, they can, 1. Ask the HDC to review the decision. The decision to review a closed file is at the discretion of the HDC. 2. Lodge a complaint with the Ombudsman. The Ombudsman's review is free for people to access and will focus on procedural fairness, whether the decision was reasonable and made in accordance with the law. While the Ombudsman can look into the reasons for the decision, the Ombudsman would not substitute a fresh decision or remake findings of fact or law. However, the Ombudsman can make recommendations to the HDC for reconsideration of the matter, or 3. Seek judicial review in the High Court. Similar to an Ombudsman review, in a judicial review, a judge will look at whether the decision was made in accordance with the law. The judge won't usually decide whether the decision was the right decision. In addition, where a matter has been investigated by the HDC and results in a breach finding, then HDC can refer the matter to the Director of Proceedings, DP, for prosecution in the Health Practitioners Disciplinary Tribunal, HPDT, and/or the Human Rights Review Tribunal, HRRT, note 13. The HPDT hears and makes decisions on disciplinary proceedings brought against registered health practitioners. Disciplinary proceedings against a health practitioner can be brought before the HPDT only by either the Director of Proceedings or a Professional Conduct Committee, a committee set up by a regulatory authority such as the Medical Council. The HRRT hears claims about breaches of the Code as well as breaches of the Human Rights Act 1993 and the Privacy Act 2020. The HRRT considers the matter afresh and has the power to award damages, monetary awards, including punitive damages but not compensatory damages where they are barred by the Accident Compensation Corporation Act 2021. Returning to the text, the complainant can also take the matter to the HRRT themselves if the Commissioner has not referred the matter to the DP or the DP has declined to issue proceedings. The Legislative Design Advisory Committee, LDAC, advises that relevant factors for assessing the value of an appeal right include 1. The scope of appeal rights. 2. Potential costs and impacts of delay, which can be dealt with by limiting the right of appeal rather than denying it completely. 3. The need for finality, and 4. The expertise of the initial decision maker. LDAC guidance suggests that there is a specialist statutory office holder such as the HDC empowered to investigate complaints relating to a particular field. They should be relied on rather than creating new jurisdictions, unless there are good reasons not to, including that the body lacks the necessary powers, independence or governance arrangements to properly address the issues. Note 14. Legislation Design and Advisory Committee, Legislation Guidelines 2021 Edition, Wellington, Legislation Design and Advisory Committee 2021. Returning to the text. What we're doing already. We've made recent changes to strengthen the transparency of our decision-making processes and implement recommendations from the Ombudsman. Note 15. Peter Bouchier, Investigation into the Health and Disability Commissioner's Assessment of Three Complaints, Wellington, Ombudsman 2021 at https://www.ombudsman.parliament.nz/news/final-opinion-hdr-complaints. Returning to the text. We have 1. Reviewed and improved our closed file slash internal review process, and 2. Reviewed our preliminary assessment process, including to clarify decision-making guidance about the complaint resolution pathways to take no further action and notify an investigation. This guidance can be found on our website. Note 16. Health and Disability Commissioner, Complaint Process, Wellington, Health and Disability Commissioner 2024 at https://www.hdc.org.nz/making-a-complaint/complaint-process/. Improvements to our complaint processes, including as a result of this review, will also support people making complaints and providers who are the subject of complaints to feel heard and reduce the likelihood of the need to challenge HDC decisions. Question 4.1. Did we cover the main issues for considering options for a right of appeal of HDC decisions? Legislative suggestions for change. We are considering the following options in relation to the ability to challenge HDC decisions. A. Introduce a statutory requirement for internal HDC review processes. Currently, HDC has discretion to undertake internal reviews of decisions if requested. An option to challenge HDC decisions would be to include a statutory requirement for HDC to review decisions if requested and to publicise this requirement. This right could be similar to the provision in the Healthcare Complaints Commission Act 1993, New South Wales, which requires that the Commission must review a decision made under Section 39, action taken after an investigation, if asked to do so by the complainant, section 41, number 3. As with this example, any provision would need to prevent an endless cycle of appeals by the complainant and provider on the same complaint. This option formalises processes that already exist and would put minimal burden on people to challenge HDC's decisions. This option could include a requirement that the original decision maker was not part of the review and/or that there was peer involvement. It would also place an obligation on HDC to ensure that people were aware of their right to request a review of the decision. However, there is also the potential for a review process to require additional resources and/or increase the time it takes for HDC to resolve complaints if take-up was significant. B. Lower the threshold for access to the HRRT. The HRRT is a special jurisdiction tribunal that can hear claims relating to breaches of the Human Rights Act 1993, the Privacy Act 2020, and Our Act. Unlike the HDC, the HRRT will usually hold public hearings and can, in limited circumstances, award damages for losses suffered, including injury to feelings, humiliation, and loss of dignity. The HRRT's decision may be appealed to the High Court. There is a higher threshold for people to access the HRRT under our Act as compared to the Privacy Act and Human Rights Act. For access to the HRRT, 1. The Human Rights Act requires only that a complaint is first made to the Human Rights Commission. And 2. The Privacy Act generally requires that the Privacy Commissioner must first have investigated the complaint. The Privacy Commissioner does not have to conclude that there was substance to the complaint. Lowering the threshold for access to the HRRT would allow greater challenge of HDC decisions for both complainants and providers. However, it could also lengthen the time it takes for people's complaints to be resolved. Currently, 75% of HRRT decisions are issued within 6 months. There would also be resource implications for both HDC and HRRT. If the threshold to access HRRT is made too low, resource implications for the HRRT could be significant. In 2022/23, the HDC closed 3,353 complaints, of which 156 were investigated, and in 114 investigations, a breach decision was made. Based on these numbers, lowering the threshold for accessing the HRRT to the equivalent of the Privacy Commissioner could result in an additional 40 complaints per year being eligible for proceedings in the HRRT. Thousands more could be eligible if the threshold was lowered to the same level as the Human Rights Commission, including many complaints that are not appropriate for the HRRT, for example, minor, frivolous, or vexatious complaints. Questions 4.2. What do you think about our suggestions for considering options for a right of appeal of HDC decisions, and what impacts could they have? 4.3. What other options for a right of appeal of HDC decisions, both legislative and non-legislative, should we consider?